I said, that's not, for those who are faith people, that's not also right. Because a woman washes, he cleans, he does some work, he does school run, and he says, we work in the same place. We go to work together. We return from work together. But everything, he has never in the home lifted a finger. Will you subscribe to that if that were your daughter? So let's get back.
How about, different scenario. In a case where the husband, you know, provides 100%, you know, house help, everything. He does all of that. And the wife doesn't have to lift a finger if she doesn't want to. But if she wants to do it, that's, you know, that's a different case.
That's a very different scenario, Penty. This is 100%. This is not 50-50.
Yeah. So women are happy with 100%, but not with a 50-50.
No. Every marriage is different. There are marriages that 100% will work.
Right.
There are marriages that 50-50 has to work. It depends on the marriage. Okay. But what we are saying is, because I bring 50-50 to the table doesn't mean I will rule over my husband or usurp authority of my husband. You understand me? Bringing 50-50 doesn't mean usurp his authority, because there must be a structure. A family is a place where the next generation is groomed, raised up. So I mustn't bring dysfunction into a family just by being rebellious and lawless because I bring 50 to the table. Because then I'm setting a precedence to my children that irrespective of whatever, they hate is not to be respected. And it's going to leave my dispensation and generation to the next one. So a woman who brings 50-50 to the table must realize that if you have disparity, sort it out in the bedroom so that you don't create a scenario where children believe that you can just confront and insult anyway. Now, a man who also brings 100 to the table must be careful not to also exercise lordship, because in marriage, there's no superiority nor inferiority. So because you bring all of the 100% doesn't give you the right to treat your wife as a second fiddle. So whether you bring 50 or you bring 100, remember marriage is a teamwork. And both people deserve to be respected.
I love it. I agree. Among the Gen Zs and some of the millennials, the most popular question is, Mama Kathy, what do you bring to the table?
I've heard that said severally. What do you bring to the table?
And I've watched some even African TV programs on YouTube. And every time this question comes up, it's almost as if it's always about money. Right. It's almost as if it's almost always about money. And I've seen how some of, you know, the ladies on the side of, because it's like a TV program where there are ladies and then there are gentlemen coming in. And the first question the host will ask is, what do you bring to the table? And the man says everything and misses out saying financial aspect. And it's like people are popping their balloons because that's not somebody they want to deal with.
Where purpose is not known. The late Dr. Miles Monroe, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You see, marriage has seriously been misconstrued. Sitting down here, this one podcast will not do the correction, but little by little, what do you bring to the table? Is marriage all about money? Marriage is more about legacy.
I see.
Marriage is more about dominion. Will you ever use this gadget, operate this gadget, without looking into the manual, mostly when it comes to complicated issues about it? Will you refer to the manual? Because you know you spent a lot of money purchasing it, so you don't want to blow it. How many people have referred to the manual for marriage?
Where is the manual?
Who instituted marriage? Whose idea was it? Will you like your patency to be corrupted by somebody who just wants to come and, you know, take over that patency you have, which is your right to be? To whatever game.
If the manual is the Bible, then the Bible is so old, if we think about how old it is, wouldn't that be giving us an idea of marriage that is very traditional or very old? And for that reason, a lot more young people are not referring to it because it doesn't work anymore for them, in their view.
I wouldn't argue that. But you see, I still come back to a place of clarity. And I want to correct a few abnormalities and a few concerns here. The reason I had to bring that caveat is because if you don't know the purpose for which this cup was created or manufactured, you're going to abuse it. Whatever you don't know the purpose for which it was created, you are certainly bound to abuse it. What was marriage about? Yes, it may look ancient and all of that, Why did he start marriage? Why did he? And interestingly, that conversation is lost, completely lost. So people marry based on likes, based on what they will gain, based on frivolities, I don't know what. But let me touch a little bit on this. Marriage was instituted by God as the first institution. He didn't start government. He didn't start church. He didn't start business. He started the family. For what reason? Until we realized that there was somebody that was here. There was somebody that was here before time. And that for those who are Christians, not everybody listening to us is a Christian. Let me borrow lessons for those who are Christians. When you read Genesis chapter 1, that's not where the whole thing started. Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God created the world. There was without form and void. Darkness covered. How can God, if this God we are talking about is so excellent, how will God create chaos? How will God create something that doesn't make sense, that doesn't have form? How on earth can God create? And then you want me to follow that God? That God that is confused, that can bring about something that doesn't look attractive, doesn't look good? No. But until, as a Christian, you realize that there's Isaiah 14, verses 11 to 14. There's Ezekiel 28, verses 11 to 14. There's Revelations 12. And I want people to come back to this podcast, even if you are not a Christian. Pick a Bible, borrow a Bible online, do something and read those scriptures. Because marriage will be corrupted. It's not about money. It's not even about communication. It's not about any of the concerns we raise. The real issue is that we have not understood the real reason why God established marriage. And for as long as we are blind to that, it can never work. There will always be issues. So I sit here married 20, 33 years, and I'll marry probably till the Lord comes or I die. Not because everything is working for me and my husband, but we are navigating the path to greatness. Because truth, when it hits you, it reformats you and puts you in a place where you think straight and you are not easily deceived. So I go back. Those three scriptures I gave, okay? There was somebody who was here by those three scriptures. And the Bible in Revelation said he went up to plan a coup d'etat. He said, I will go. I'll be like God. I'll take over. And he went and carried out a coup d'etat. And the coup d'etat failed, according to Revelations. And he was cast down. It is when he was cast down, he came and destabilized the face of the earth, brought confusion. That is why Genesis 1 is the way Genesis is. So now God never reacted to him, because most things that destroy marriage, apart from financial incompatibility and the rest of them, is not reacting to things you should not react to. So I'm going somewhere. I'm about to tie up the knot now. He came down. He messed up everything. God came down. He didn't say a word to him. He said, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. Put the world in place. 28, he says, and let them have dominion over the earth. But there's somebody who destabilized the face of the earth and has sworn that this earth will never make sense. Now, he established marriage as the institution that will procreate and fill the world. So that is why marriage is God's idea for dominion. But you must know the common enemy. Who is the enemy that destabilized that now you are brought? Maybe humans would never have been created. But humans are created because there's somebody that appeared in the garden. There's somebody that messed up everything. And you are created through the marital institution and family to correct this guy and to tame him and put him where he is.
Connected Minds Podcast.